Now, as the boys mentioned at the start of the show, the big man and also David Morrow, their pockets are very heavy with money this afternoon because they backed Flying Jess in yesterday's Magic Millions. And not only are we having hamburgers for lunch, we're having seafood platters.
Yes.
Some lovely mocktails because we can't have cocktails
lobster.
Because we're on air. Lobster, Mornay,
yep.
Fresh lobster, oysters. And it is all because of the ride from Ty Anglin on Flying Jess yesterday. He's just landed back in Sydney. I'm pleased to say we've got Ty on the line. Ty, congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Mate, you've certainly put a smile on Daryl and David's faces. They've come
very
in today
happy.
Spruiking you as the best jockey they've ever seen because you've got home Flying Jess at 100-1 champion.
Yeah, it was awesome. Big day. I ended up riding a double and, yeah, always good to ride a 100-1 shot winner because, yeah, you soon become the punter's favourite, that's for sure.
The good thing about that is I know you can't bet, but I bet your wife had something on it.
She didn't know that I won. No, she's hopeless.
Oh, Ty, don't say you know Erin will get you back.
Oh.
Well, she missed the when she doesn't watch the races or she misses a race, I seem to have a bit of luck. So early in the day, she missed Madotti. She was outside. She missed it. And then she was cheering home Timmy Clark because we're all good friends, whatnot. And we went past the line and she didn't realise it was me until the camera sort of zoomed in and she was reading the name and she went, oh, I won't tell Ty that.
Now tell me, Big Joe didn't give you a cuddle, did he? Because that would have squeezed everything out of you.
There was cuddles everywhere after that. It was, yeah, obviously all the raw emotion after, you know, the standout horses winning Rupert and Global Glamour were sort of the ones that everyone talked about. But to Joe's credit, he was, since the work from Tuesday onwards, he was saying that she was going to be hard to beat. And, yeah, that's for sure. She went out and we had a good run through the race. Sort of we let those two horses do the hard work up front. And, yeah, we got a nice drag through. And when I sort of put a lot of pressure on her, say, the last furlong, she jumped out of the ground to make up plenty of length to run down a Group 1 winner. So,
Ty, mate, what about before the race? Were you confident on her?
Oh, listen, I go out into all my races and I just go out to ride my horse the best, you know, to give it the best chance. And what Joe had sort of told me filled me with a bit of confidence. And, but, you know, the horse that she is, the position that she ends up, my main goal was just to mainly try and get on the right horses back at the 600. And it got a little bit tight there for a few strides, but a few horses went out searching for better ground and I was lucky enough to get straight on to winning Rupert's back on straightening. And, yeah, they sort of got a little bit tired and Global Glamour kicked away. And, yeah, I was able to come over with fresh legs late.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's silly for me to say it's no surprise, but it isn't because I'm very close to Joe and I've followed Flying Jess since her first start. The one thing that she does seem to like is being relaxed and having a chance over 1,400, which is what she hadn't done for most of this campaign. She'd been wide, she'd been in unsuitable races, and finally she got a good race where the pace was on up front. And she would look so relaxed, though, Ty. She didn't look as if there was a worry in the world, even though it was so hot.
No, well, that's right. There's a handful of horses, even a handful of the jockeys. You know, it was hard to handle that sort of heat under that sort of pressure all day. And, yeah, as soon as I... It's the first time I've ever ridden for John and ever ridden that horse, I went out there, she came around the gates on a big long rain, nice and relaxed, and even in the gates, nothing bothered her. And it was just one of those races where you can sit back now and say that just everything fell into place the whole week. And, yeah, it was great to get the win, especially a big race like that.
Hey, Ty, did jockeys still get slings from the trainers or the owners and stuff these days, or was that not happening anymore?
No, that's all gone these days.
Is it?
Outrage. Yeah, unfortunately. It's terrible.
It's just ludicrous. Like, there's a million owners in that horse. You think they all would have backed it at 100-1. You think you would have got something.
I know. I even went and saw a master and there was nothing.
Nothing. Like, just hanging around saying, here I am.
Hey, Darryl, I'm the jockey.
Before you go any further, when the great Emmeline won at Flemington on Oaks Day, did you sling the jockey?
No way.
just some lobster Mornay by the
time. I don't like lobster.
What was that story? Was it Laurie Daly who didn't know the jockey's name?
Yeah, Laurie. The jockey was Michael Rod, and we went down. Like, you know, we're all new to the business, so we get a chance to speak to the jockey before the race. Now, he rode the second horse in the Melbourne Cup, and I was on it that day.
Yeah.
Thing that got put down a couple of years ago.
Red Cadeau.
Red Cadeau. Yeah, he rode that. Anyway, Laurie, who forgot to back the horse, by the way, went up and started talking. His name, Michael Rod, his name. He said, Rodney, how are you going to ride this horse? I said, mate, his name's not Rodney, it's Mike.
That's funny.
Anyway. Hey, Ty, congratulations on yesterday, mate. I've known you for a little while. Boy from the bush, riding Group 1 winners. You spent a bit of time in Hong Kong. It's great to see you kicking goals, mate. So congratulations. Say hello to Aaron. Look after your two beautiful young kids, and we'll catch up soon.
Will do. Thanks for the call, guys.
See you, buddy. Ty Anglin, one of the leading riders in Sydney, winning the Magic Millions yesterday on Flying Jet.